really really good basketball game. Both teams really defended hard, played hard. You had good performances, but I thought it was a good effort on our part. We just some fouls at the end. Foul on Bertans 3, I thought really changed the momentum of the game. And we just couldn't get over it after that. But Dame's performance in the second half, he really carried us. And it was disappointing to lose, though.
Latest on CJ?
Everything that you've heard, probably. X-rays are negative. He's going to get an MRI. It's a leg injury, and we'll see how it is.
What's your worry level about that? It looks kind of bad.
Well, I mean, anytime a guy goes down, you're worried. We'll see what the tests show.
He's going to have that tomorrow.
I assume so, yes.
So he's going to play back with the team?
Yeah.
Can you expand?
You guys have done, kind of encountered this, a late season injury before. What's kind of key mentally in dealing with something like this?
Well, we'll see how the injury is, and we'll adjust after that. You know, I don't want to make any assumptions until we know how CJ is.
Okay. This day and age, the high scoring offenses, you talked about the defense. Can you expand a little bit? What was it out there that the two defenses were able to do to disrupt it?
I thought San Antonio's presence at the rim, especially in the second half, Pirtle and LaMarcus both really impacted the game. In the paint, when we did get through the rim, I thought Patty Mills was aggressive out front. And from our standpoint, I thought we did a nice job of switching, communicating, contesting shots. LaMarcus got off to a great start, and then kind of kept him under control. Their role players really made the difference. DeRozan's been averaging 33 against us, and I thought we did a nice job in contesting his shots and making it difficult. But a lot of their other guys made the difference for him.
You spoken to CJ?
Just briefly, yeah.
How's his demeanor?
Fine. I mean, he's obviously upset, disappointed, but we'll see what the tests show.